Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. On November 21st, in the Sistine Chapel, Pope Benedict XVI will meet with painters, sculptors, architects, musicians, masters of the theatre and film from around the world. The meeting was presented Thursday morning at the Holy See Press Office by Archbishop Gianfranco Ravasi, President of the Pontifical Council for Culture. Susie Hodges reports.
In 1964, Paul VI was the first pope to reach out to the artistic world when he met with artists and called for a new alliance between the divine inspiration of faith and the creative inspiration of art. This wish was reiterated in a letter addressed to artists 10 years ago by Pope John Paul II. Now it seems it's time to try again. Art, says Archbishop Ravasi, has increasingly become dedicated to experiments with form and language and has abandoned the idea that the artwork embodies a transcendent vision of being.
L'arte se n'è andata verso sperimentazioni sempre più.
He says art has become sophisticated, at times incomprehensible. It has become an exclusive stylistic research and often self-referential. Sometimes it tends towards provocation. But overall, art has placed the great religious canons on a shelf to collect dust.
Il Papa idealmente lancia una prima battuta.
Aware of this distance between art and faith, in meeting with artists on November the 21st, Pope Benedict hopes to establish a dialogue towards a new and fruitful alliance between art and the Church. Archbishop Ravasi added, ideally the Pope is taking the plunge in launching this dialogue. How will the artists respond? They should begin to respond through their works, he said.
La scelta è stata la più possibile variegata.
Among those who have already confirmed their attendance are sculptor Arnaldo Pomodoro, composer Ennio Morricone, film director Giuseppe Tornatore, and master of the theatre Bob Wilson. I'm Susie Hodges.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.